This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I didn't tell you.
And when Steve Kerr said that, you had a problem with
no.
it. But... we know Steph was struggling with his role before Jimmy Butler got here.
He deserved it.
I just want to tell you this. Evan, I wasn't bored, but I had nothing to do over the weekend because it was raining. And I went and played our video interview with Steph on the big screen. I was watching. And there were two times I wanted to reach out and hug the person we interviewed. Buddy Hield, when he said he wished it was him that got traded instead of Wiggins. Stoney, I'll never get over that. And then Steph, when he looked at you and said, all I ever wanted was a chance. Like, and now he's got one. So to your point, the mentals are on one that wow. Like,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, you know,
random. I thought I'd share it with you.
When you think about the greatest of all time, I think Jordan ever lost his confidence?
Never.
Kobe?
Never.
Bird? Magic?
No. Yeah. And Curry either.
Oh, I thought he said he just did. He seemed to lose a little confidence before Jimmy Butler.
I said despondent after.
Oh, I thought.
No, I was saying all he ever wanted was a chance. they got a chance now.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying he lost his mojo.
Oh, of course.
No. What do you want from the guy, Stoney?
From who?
Curry. Guy gives you a jersey and you're like, he ain't the MVP.
Listen.
I'm playing.
Listen. Two things. If I changed my tune on Steph Curry because he gave me a jersey, what would that make me?
We would make a sellout. We wouldn't have a show.
Would make me somebody who could be bought and paid for.
Yeah, you'd be ready for politics, though.
In fact, by the way, I've already done the right thing, and I've submitted to my college, Franklin and Marshall College.
Oh,
I will not accept any Hall of Fame honors at this point.
What?
Because it would look like there's impropriety.
To who?
To everybody at FNL.
Stoney, look around. No. You see our world?
Stoney.
There's so much corruptness.
Stoney.
Just get in where you fit in.
You got into the hall because you got a Steph Curry, Franklin, and Marshall.
That's what it would be. Okay. That'd be the only reason I got in.
All right.
Oh, Stoney got Steph Curry to say I'm a diplomat for the day. Put him in the Hall of Fame. That's not who I am. That's not who I am. Merit only.
So,
yeah,
I work with Prize Picks, right? Courtesy of the station.
All right.
And if Prize Picks said, hey, Guru, we got a Cadillac Escalade that we could put you in for nothing because you're part of the family.
Right.
That comes with the territory. So that's all Franklin, and I would do it if they offered. So we see that every day, all day in life in America. So why wouldn't you go into your house? Why are you your own worst enemy? Why do you think that you're not worthy when...
Because I didn't get in already.
But you had a Hall of Fame moment with the chef with that jersey. That supersedes anything you did on the court.
Well, and that's why I'm not going to take it.
Evan, go ahead, man.
Does this make you ineligible? Because what if in 5 years, the Veterans Committee of Franklin and Marshall says, you know, you didn't quite cut it, but you did something pretty cool. And you helped get us this great recruit because he saw the Franklin and Marshall jersey with Steph. Let's just throw him a bone. But they don't tell you that. But in 5 years, you think that the period's up, you know? When's the grace period end, Steiny?
That's all.
It doesn't.
So enjoy it.
No.
If it comes.
I couldn't now.
You wouldn't go anyways.
Wow. Yeah,
it depends. I might be retired by that point.
Austin and San Jose said you would be a sellout if you did that.
Would or wouldn't?
You would.
But I know
you
would.
Stop.
Yeah. Let's go to Victor.
We all got a price.
Victor in Fremont.
That's true.
Hey, Vic, what's
up,
buddy?
How's it going?
Hey.
I'm doing good. I'm going over the bridge, so you might lose it. Hopefully not, but I just want to first say I love you guys.
Thank you.
Chemistry,
back at you.
The bump par, when I get off work, you guys make my day. I just love it. Love the pros and the cons. You guys work well together.
Thank you.
Now, on the point with Jonathan Kuminga, well, you know, the whole thing is, don't fix up if it's not broken. The chemistry right now is doing great. That doesn't mean you can't tweak it. I think Jonathan Kuminga, to talk to him, say, hey, look what Iguodala did. Came off the bench. He can become an MVP off the bench. And still play good and get high points and get and make a change in the game. Because the Warriors that did that, it's no more 5 deep. It's little 10 to 12 deep. So I think with the addition of Kuminga coming back and Pods, they come off the bench and they can still rotate and depending who they're playing, I think they'll be phenomenal.
They certainly look good now, Victor. Appreciate the call. And yes,
no doubt.
I mean, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about Kuminga his first two games back. But
I'm happy.
I think he's been good,
yeah.
Really good. And more, you know, more than that, it's so obvious that he's trying to do what they're asking him to do. That's, to me, what I see from Jonathan Kuminga.
Has he ever strayed away from that? Because I feel bad thinking.
Well, he
didn't ask him to make an atomic bomb. It was like, dude, just play ball and be yourself.
Well,
and I think I'm mad that I was worried.
Well, where'd the 5 assists come from the other night?
Well, Stein, I could be honest and say guys hit the shots that he made the passes to. If we really wanted to break that down, he could have had 5. He could average 5, you know? It's all about the guy you're giving the ball to making it. I'm a little disappointed in myself from the standpoint of, did I really think Kuminga was going to come out there and try to go Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf? Like, nah, he's fitting in and he's smart enough to know what time it was. That's all.
I mean, he's played 34 games and he's had 5 assists in 3 of them. And one was Saturday night. So that's one thing that, yeah. I don't think he was as aggressive as when he left, and I don't think he should be. The other thing is, like, you know, you say when they tell Jonathan to be himself, well, unfortunately, for a good chunk of his career, Jonathan Kuminga didn't rebound, and Jonathan Kuminga wasn't a great passer. So if he's doing those things now, that's what helps lead to winning basketball. I don't think they need Kuminga to average 20 a night. I think they need him to get you 18 or 20 nights when they need him.
I ain't mad at that. But, Stani, as you already know this, they have the margin of errors for what they did in the first half of the season is out the window. It's go time, but they're going to need more. They're going to need the Jonathan Kuminga ultra-aggressive package at some juncture, which includes scoring and shots and attacks on the rim against better teams. And I think that's coming.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know because he's not the next guy up if they need buckets. Next guy up if they need scoring is Butler. Mm. But again, the way I look at Kuminga and the way I look at guys coming off the bench is that chances are he's not going to come off the bench and be great every night. All right, so when he's good, when he's really good, Does he help you win a game?
Mm.
Because that's what it's going to be. You know, Curry and Draymond and Butler are going to win the Warriors some playoff games.
Gotcha.
But they're going to need Kuminga and Moody and Pajemski and maybe Hield to win them a couple games that they wouldn't ordinarily win if, let's say, the big three didn't play well enough.
And what did you make of, like, did we kind of watch that Saturday in a sense? Not that the big three played bad, but New York was playing hellified defense, I thought. Stoney clogging the middle. Like, it was difficult out there, especially when you don't get to 100 points. Who stepped up? Moses Moody.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game where both teams were on 100. And I don't know if that's going to be the norm in the postseason or not. But they've played defense when they've needed to play defense, and they've scored enough when they've needed to score enough points. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga, two games in, looks fine to me. I mean, to me, more important than, you know, the 10-5-5 or whatever he had night one is he does not look like he's favoring an ankle at all. He looks completely healthy at this point. Yeah.
What was it, four dunks in the first game back against Sacks in the fourth quarter, I believe.
This is Draymond Green.
Mayday.
Talking about, and this is, you know, if you ask the Warriors what their challenges might be, we hear a lot of talk about size. Draymond Green talking about the Warriors' size.
100%. I think before we just didn't quite have the size to match up to that type of size that team has and physicality that they play with. And now we do. And it makes the game a lot more manageable, a lot more fun to play in. And it obviously gives us a... Ooh, I got it. That was nice. So I think... And obviously you can see in the wins that, you know, we can stand up to that type of physicality a lot better than we could before.
My question would be why?
Well, Jimmy Butler.
Wiggins bigger than Butler. He's bigger than Butler.
Only he can answer
that.
Strong as Butler, though, Snani?
Some of it's got to be, part of it's got to be Quentin Post, I would think. Well, because they're playing him 15 or 20.
But I'd love to hear him answer your question on why.
Maybe it's because Jimmy plays on the interior and Wiggins was playing a lot on the perimeter. Maybe Butler's more physical defensively. Do me a favor. I got to believe Butler rebounds more than Andrew Wiggins.
What was that he was trying to get?
What do you mean?
What was that? Oh, I almost got him.
It's like a bug.
Well, not a rat.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the microphone.
Rats?
Yeah. Microphone falling. Let's see.
Think he's the Karate Kid or something? Like he just used chopsticks to pluck a fly out of the air?
I tell you what, if you're not watching Cobra Kai, the new season on Netflix, you are missing out. Danny Caruso!
Yeah, I mean, Butler's a better rebounder than Andrew Wiggins.
Huh?
No doubt about that.
And he's a better defender on ball? Like, Wiggins was no punk out there, Sonny. I'm just,
you know what? It feels like guys have gone by Butler there.
But Sonny, I feel like he's still working on his stamina and his legs.
I mean.
I think that's why we're seeing Shotgate a little bit. He's still working on that.
So he's been here for 6 months, 6 weeks, still not in shape?
No, I'm not saying that. What are you saying? Sounds more derogatory. No,
of course.
I'm just saying.
Conditioning issues for Butler?
No, he's.
Of course not.
He has standards.
So anytime.
Have you seen him at the rim sometimes?
There we go again.
Here we go.
Any Warrior who's slumping, they're banged up.
Nobody said slumping.
Yeah, banged up a little bit.
Evan,
Butler.
How many times have we seen Butler with nobody on him kind of miss the putback? And it's like, what did I just watch? And I'm like, brother working his legs out. That's all, E.
Well, it's been like 15 games. I mean, if he's still working his legs out, he must really not be trying, which I think he is.
It feels a little like you're pandering.
I'm not good at that. I'm really not.
I mean, Jimmy Butler.
And I'm not going to hold the player
is who Jimmy Butler is. And if you think he's not finishing enough around the basket, then clearly he's hurt.
I have no. Stoddy,
clearly he's hurt.
He's telling you there's a different Jimmy,
you know,
coming
Buddy,
out come playoff time. That's all.
Buddy Hield was really, really healthy in that game against the Kings. And Saturday against the Knicks, boy, he was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just tell he was hurt, Buddy Hield.
I'm not doing that.
And, you know, that's the way that
was. When you getting back out there?
Out where?
To see, because tomorrow night will be the first time I get to see Jimmy in person. I was just thinking about you.
I don't know.
All right, we should go.
It's tough for me to go without Fitz when I'm watching a Warrior game.
Well, I told you to, all you got to do is go to Macy's or somewhere and get you something nice.
What are you talking about?
You said Fitz.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Evan, I thought he was talking about his garments.
Oh,
Sidey,
I
call our wardrobe Fitz. You look nice. So when you said
Fitz, new shirt too.
You look phenomenal.
I have four new shirts.
Dude, you look
this
great.
Is one of them.
That's why when you said Fitz, you meant Fitz.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Yeah. The man.
Let's go to Ace in Marin. What's up, Ace? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You know, this is the first time a few minutes ago I've heard in weeks anyone discuss Wiggins versus Butler. It's been Jimmy Butler all the time. I'm very curious. Yes, Butler's an awesome ball player, but what does that say about Wiggins, who he supplanted?
Go ahead, Stan.
Do
we have to demean Wiggins because he was a champion here? Maybe it just had ran its course with Wiggins. And what Jimmy brings is obviously something different, and the Warriors needed it, and the rest is history.
What do you think, Ace?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to throw it back to.
Who feels a little uncomfortable
well,
with that?
I find it very interesting. I was not a huge Wiggins fan. 2022 Wiggs, fantastic. But this year he was better. And as you point out, size-wise, he's comparable to Butler. So I find it really fascinating that you insert Jimmy into the lineup and all of a sudden they're 15-1. It's kind of crazy.
Wow, man.
I completely agree. And I'm looking at, and I know this is not, and thanks for the call, Ace. Appreciate it.
Give it to me.
This cannot be right.
It has to, Stani.
It was wrong. This cannot be right. Hold on a second. 18-3. This cannot be right. 4.2.
Yeah.
This cannot be right.
For you to say
Hold
it,
on.
It is.
Hold on. 2.3.
15-1. Quit teasing it and say it.
Come on.
Hold on. I want to make sure I get it right. All right. Jimmy Butler.
All right.
On the Warriors.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
How many points is he averaging on the Warriors?
I'm going to say 16.
Point.
4.
Isn't it 8?
I was looking at some wrong numbers.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
My point is, The numbers between Wiggins and Butler are actually very similar. That's what I was trying to get to.
So it's the intangibles.
They're both averaging about 17. Butler averages more assists. More assists and more rebounds.
Well, Wiggins shot the three, you would think, 20 times compared to what Butler's doing.
Wiggins is shooting.
Oh, shot attempts at from the three.
I got it all mixed up.
We'll see you tomorrow, class.
I got the numbers right here.
Yeah, God, thank you, Evan.
Well, do you want the full year, or do you want since they've changed teams?
Whatever makes Wiggins look more similar to Butler statistically.
Okay, how about this then?
Yeah.
When Wiggins was playing for the Warriors this season, he averaged 17.6 points per game.
Yep.
On 44% shooting.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, since he's gotten to the Warriors, has averaged 16.4, so Guru was correct, points per game on 44% shooting from the floor.
Okay. Can you go the other stats, rebounding and assists?
Butler is averaging just about 6 rebounds and 6 assists, and Wiggins averaged 4.6 rebounds and 2 assists when he was with the Warriors.
There it is. The assists, to me, are the big thing.
And that's called playmaking, right? That's the difference, Tiny.
I know, and that's why
he's setting these guys. What he's doing is not on in the box score.
And that's just kind of why I always, when Wiggins was here. Go ahead, Evan.
I want to know what stats you were looking at.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what.
This is fascinating.
I was looking at Jimmy Butler's 18.3 career average and Wiggins averaging 18.3 this year with the Warriors?
Well, Wiggins actually averages 18.5 points for his career.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
So they're the same guy, basically, is what you're saying.
No, they're not. The assists are the big difference. But it's always why it's... But
he's a connector. That's not in the box score.
Right. But when, remember we talked about Wiggins... Oh, Steiny, Wiggins. And I'm like, Wiggins cannot put the ball on the floor and make a pass. And Jimmy Butler can. And that's a big difference.
No, we love Wiggins, Steiny, but Evan,
who does? You don't have to.
No, we did.
He's not here anymore. You can rip him. That's the M.O. Go ahead and rip Schroeder, too.
I think Kyle Anderson. Steiny, stop.
You got something to say about Lindy Waters?
In Detroit. Yeah. But I'm going to say this. Wiggins was about Wiggins, and that's not selfish. He didn't know how to playmake and get others involved. And Jimmy Butler, even without those assist numbers, Donnie, he's doing that. He's a master, a maestro at it. And that's what it is.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what it is. What else? Defensively? I'm not sure what the difference is at this point.
It's almost like he's a center, man. You said it, Wiggins is bigger than him, but... He don't play bigger than him. You know what I mean? It's like, man, Jimmy Butler, boy.
707, isn't the biggest stat free throw shooting? We were near last before Butler arrived. Now we're in the top echelon, correct? Yeah, Warriors have been making foul shots, no doubt about it.
And I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Also, they were last in this metric and now second in defensive rating. Speak to the people that don't know exactly what that entails as to how impressive that is. What is it, 104.7, Steiny? They're second in the league in defensive rating.
And that's one I want to see over time.
Mm.
That's the one I want to see over time.
Because
they really haven't played anybody. Wow. And the teams that they've beaten, a lot of them weren't quite at full strength. And again, I'm not holding it against the Golden State Warriors, but I do believe their defense is better. Are they the second best defensive team in the league? Boy, I don't know that I'm ready to say that right now.
Mm. 107.9, but they've been winning games with it.
You've been watching Minnesota?
No, I get that. I mean, I get it.
Those teams really, really get after it.
How did the Warriors beat Detroit? Scrapping at the end. Moody getting the ball out of
Detroit was on the last game of a trip.
No, I'm just saying GP2 stripping. Who was it? Cat and Bridges. I mean, what have you? They're just playing. You got to earn what you get against this Warrior team with Butler. That's all. That's what it feels like, Steiny.
We need the Warriors just to lose a game so Goo comes down to earth. Just a hair.
I thought I was down to earth with this.
No.
With this shot gate, my whole.
No. Yeah.
People want to hear more about what numbers you were looking at. That was great. Evan to the rescue.
Well, it just took you so long to get there that I know you were crunching them.
I heard you were carrying the one. I heard it too.
No, I just, sometimes Goo gets caught up in when we win. We do everything. Because I'm mad now.
Watch the game again then, Tiny.
Easy, Trixie. Settle. Which one was that, by the way?
I don't know. Yeah. There's so many that Colin that
Jan set the bar last week when she was like, this is working.
Hey, by the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Laughing Monk. What was our guy's name who came in here? Friday? Goo? Remember the spokesman? He came in here?
Yeah, he was in knockout, too. Dude, he got to, like, the fourth.
I forget what his name is.
This is where we're so bad.
Why did you bring him up? Because I was going to know his name.
Because I was going to make a personal plea to start getting some lager in here. You know they. You know what I heard they may do? Get a little, keep a little pony keg on tap, like all the real.
Now we'd get fired.
We wouldn't do it when we're on the air. But see, I'll explain to you how to galvanize a work staff. I'll do that on the other side. But first, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, welcome.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.